No one can penetrate the hull of this ship. And now you count the times we spend in the bathroom. One third of your life. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Static is your screen.
I just like to know my...
Hello? Madge. Madge. I can't hear you, Madge. No one can hear you. No one can hear you. You're retarded.
Cheryl, I know you can't hear me. That's why I was fucking screaming. Can't you read lips? I said I can't. What?
Yeah.
Excuse me. What? What's that noise? Excuse me. I hear noise. What? Why are my speakers fucking ass? Shut up, you complaining little bitch.
Sounds hard.
I don't need your shit today.
You sound fine through here right now.
Yeah, but I got a goddamn echo.
Cool.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I do. No idea why I'm coming. You're coming out through my speakies.
Okay.
Don't make the damn sense.
Because you haven't done this in so long. If we were doing this every week, you wouldn't have these technical problems. Oh,
well. Oh, fuck you. How about that? How about fuck you?
Mm-hmm. Why?
Okay, let me close some of my Windies here.
Yeah.
Why are my speakers on?
Windows 3.1.
Repeating.
Yeah.
Let's see. Okay. Do they hear Cheryl? Why is this fucking shit goddamn making goddamn echo shit?
Nick-a-bread.
It is not turned on to do that. Motu. Let me turn on my device. Oh, my God. I'm a wheel. Yeah. Wheel Christ, Cheryl. Hello? Mm-hmm. Hello?
Is your 45-minute timer starting
Hello?
Now?
Yeah, almost. No, I'm not going to start until we get going here. How is the sound now, honey? Ask the audience. Can you hear me, audience? And can you hear Cheryl?
Hello?
Hello? Audience?
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Shut up, people.
Went blank.
What went blank?
Screen.
What do you mean it went blank?
Blank.
What? Oh, it did, didn't it? Motherfucker. It sure did. Well, too bad.
Blank.
That just sucks, don't it? That's just good. That's not... The stream is working. It's just the video went bad. It's a different deal.
I don't hear anything on it.
Well, that's because you're stupid, maybe. Yeah. Oh, my God, Cheryl. Here we go again. Hold on.
Yeah, it's, you know, Reagan has a good
what?
Point. I'm so glad that you're getting
Shut up.
Better at technology after your classes. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not over yet. They teach you to stream in the last day. Fucking shit. I got to quit you stream. I'll come back. Right, tell the audience. I'll be right back.
So you got to quit.
Shut up.
Ustream.
God, I hate you, you little cunt. We're not we're recording audio only. I turned off the Ustream for a second.
He's very slow.
Oh, shut up.
Garden, the boot camp.
I hate all of you. You know what? Give me some fucking money then so I can afford some... Wait, let me save that for when they're on. Let me save them my money rant, Cheryl, for when I get on. Listen. Oh, wait, let me get on. Okay, we're back on now. Hello? Back on.
Right.
Wax on. God damn it. Why are my levels so goddamn fucking low?
I don't know.
Surreal. Oh, why are we on Eat This Hot Show? Fuck me. Wrong fucking channel. God fucking damn it. Now we're back. Hello. Say something, please.
Hi, my name is Cheryl.
Oh, it's all fucked again. God damn it, Cheryl. What is going on? Stop broadcasting and...
Okay, there you go.
What? Do they hear me? The audio went kablooty duty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're there.
Do they hear us or not?
Hold on.
Now I'm going to have to reboot.
Hold on.
Yeah, eat my ass.
I don't know if they hear me.
They can eat my ass. Hey, you can hear us? Do we sound reasonably well or horrible?
Can you hear me? I don't think they can hear me.
Can you hear the Cheryl?
They can't hear me, no.
Oh, well, that's too bad. Talk again, please.
Okay.
They're hearing just the goddamn fucking fuck stain cunt. I think that's the problem, Cheryl.
Mac Pro?
Yeah.
MacBook Air, you
know. Oh, it's using the built-in microphone. No fucking wonder, God fucking shit cunt. Shit cunt, Cheryl. I've had it with shit cunt. You got a shitty cunt?
MacBook Air for boot camp.
Everybody gets a shitty cunt. Look under your chair, you get a shitty cunt. Excuse me? Oh, wrong fucking microphone now again. Shit cunt? Hello? Oh, I think it's frozen now. Hello?
Oh, they can hear me now.
Yeah, but now, no, that was temporary. Oh, no, I was working. Hello? Scrotum. Say scrotum, Cheryl.
Scrotum.
All right. You said scrotum. Well, it works for now, but I'm sure it'll break in 5 sex cunts. On live.
Live.
Okay, now, Cheryl, we need a system. I need you to watch the chat room, and if they can't fucking hear us, then I need to know right away.
Okay.
You get a dirty shit cunt. You get a shitty cunt. And you get a shitty cunt, too, Cheryl. Just look under your chair, and you get a shitty cunt.
High five tunnel. The end.
Okay, so Cheryl, we have a little announcement to make.
Okay.
First of all, Merry Lahag de Shoaim, Jewish holiday. Mother Rachel, it's her day today. Mother Rachel. I don't know if you've seen Rachel Pass post.
Chag de Shoaim.
Yeah. Hayom Kadom. Mm-hmm. And also, so Blessed Mother Rachel can. Happy birthday to whatever that is, your spiritual guide. Mine is, well, whatever. Anyway, Cheryl. The announcement is thus. I am very busy. You're not, but I am. And I am... my Mr. Yuck story. That's a good one. Let me get to that. But the thing is just this. It is now 9:10. At exactly 10 o'clock, we are going off the air if we have not raised 100 U.S. dollars. It's not euros, it's dollars. You're giving you a little break. So listen...
Can we raise more than that?
Yeah, we sure can. The thing is just this, Cheryl. The thing is, I got this boot camp cramp. I got a load. Why is my fucking thing unplugged? Hold on, my juice got unplugged. What was I saying?
Juice?
My juice. Ah, you little... Didn't you love Kathy Bates, Cheryl? Wasn't that fun? Too bad the rest of the thing was dumb.
No, it was pretty good.
It was cheesy, but I'm sure Reagan will want to talk about it tomorrow on whatever. So, all right. I know that you're just excited because Kathy Bates said the PN word. Anyway, the thing is just this, Cheryl. The thing is this. We are going to talk until 10 o'clock. If we have not raised $100, we will stop at this point. Pourquoi? I'm a busy lesbian. I can't afford the time to do this. I need to be studying. And if people can have the spend a few dollars to hear us once a goddamn month, then it just ain't worth it for us neither.
That's right. Right.
Third Reich.
Third Reich. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having said that, oh, wait. Reagan is texting me. What does she want? Probably tell me that. Oh, that's horrible. Jesus.
What?
He sent me a picture of baby Sheryl. It looks awful.
Excuse me?
I'll put it up on my... Well, it's the phone.
Very offended by you.
There. Baby. It really does look like...
Baby Rilch.
Do you see it? Baby Sheryl. You see that? That's you, honey.
Well, it's very delayed, but I'm sure it'll be there in a moment.
Well, it's there.
Oh, no.
Do you see it? You see how pretty you look?
Well, it looks
good. Oh, a pretty little girl you are, not really. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a pretty girl.
How come you didn't post it on Facebook?
Well, this just happened now. I just got this text.
Just a little girl.
Reagan probably doesn't want to get his reputation tarnished by the likes of you.
Friends now, because he defriended everybody. Because he's so amazing.
But he has a lot of Twitter followers, so shut up.
Are you going to play the geek shout out?
Yeah, I'm desperate for that. But listen, let's make it clear, Cheryl, I want you to discuss the need for money first.
Okay, well.
Yeah.
Love, Weinstein, I'm a busy woman.
Uh-huh.
At the same times, I don't go to boot camp.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that I've got money. Obviously, to afford boot camp, Madge had a little bit of money, but now she does not.
God damn it, I dropped my shit again.
Yeah. So she's living in the basement of her sister's. You can see all of her horrible clothes over there. You can see her boxes. It's a big mess.
Goddamn TV on the floor, too.
Work wrong. But the point is this. I'm a poor woman. I spent all of my money last weekend on 60 euros of corn. I went to the farmer's market, and this
We just got $20 from Grant, so we're only 80 more dollies. Thank you very much, Grant.
Now listen, I got 60 euros of corn.
Cheryl, your audio Skyping out. Are you on some shitty-ass connection?
Is it better now?
Maybe.
What?
Maybe.
Man.
Talk louder, please.
What?
Talk! Oh, my God, you're on heroin again.
What?
I knew it.
You want me to talk
alone? You're back on the horse. You got a laminectomy. I know.
Excuse me. Let me adjust my audio for you to hear.
Oh, God, this is awful. Why am I doing this, Cheryl?
Well, because you're a giver. Giver. Kathy Lee Giver.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see here. Input. Is this loud enough for you?
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know. It's really up to the audience. But I just sounded like you were on heroin, though. I don't think that's the
machine. Now, listen, I got 60 ears of corn at the farmer's market because they got a discount if I bought that many. So I just told Cheryl, you need to eat healthier.
Yeah.
Look at your face, okay?
What's so healthy about corn?
Night, I ate all 60 ears of corn, man.
6 ears?
I learned how to eat the corn.
Oh, your audio is terrible.
Excuse me?
It's terrible, Cheryl.
You want me to call you back?
I guess so. Call me back. I'm going to queue up some Daleks. All right.
He always had a great relationship with black children.
Yeah. Hi.
Is that better?
I hope. If not, I'm going to have to reboot. I wonder if somebody in the house is downloading.
Are you on wireless, Mary?
Of course I'm on wireless. I'm always on fucking wireless, Cheryl. What do you fucking think this place is?
I don't know.
Huh?
It would seem that a technical lesbian like yourself that goes to boot camp and does all these things would be able to figure out that, doing these bandwidth intensive activities, you need better.
I need money, Cheryl. I need money. You know what? I'm using the
your video.
Oh, now I lost my goddamn connection to fucking Ustream. Motherfucking cunt licking. Motherfucking cunt lickers.
Man, I filled 3 toilet bowls full just corn when I pooped.
How much, what percent was corn and what percent was plain?
All of it. There was only a little bit of goo in between the corn.
Was it yellow then?
It was kind of like a puke green yellow. Yeah. 3 bowls of corn. It was a corn hole.
You know what I'm going to do?
Cornhole.org.
I'm going to reboot the other router. That's
what is that app? Do with them.
What I'm going to do is
connection.
What I'm going to do, if you'll listen, whore, is we have 2 routers. I'm going to reboot the router that everyone else is on so that they get kicked off. I think
you just unplug it.
Because I have to go upstairs for that. It'll take me 3 hours. So what I'm going to do is, first I'm going to tell you to get fucked.
Okay,
now I'm going to reboot the other router. And that'll at least give us 30 seconds of air of decent.
30, oh, good.
Can I tell you the Mr. Yuck story? Because Lynn Furno, our friend and contributor, she put a nice little picture of Mr. Yuck. Do you know who Mr. Yuck is, Cheryl?
Yeah, I think I commented on that. Yuck.
What did you write? What was your comment?
I just enjoyed Mr. Yuck, and I had a few of those stickers on my post-it leaves. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I didn't know they had Mr. Yuck outside of Indiana. But a long time ago, back in the D, when I was dating the Blacks, I was living in Evansville, Indiana. And it was about 1991 or so, and Madonna was in Evansville, Indiana, filming A League of Their Own with Rosie McDonald, that fat thing, and Penny Marshall, big lesbian fest.
Okay.
So, and Penny Marshall would come to the gay bar like every night and hang out. Madonna only went there once, but I didn't get to see her because my Black girlfriend and I got in a fight that day. So we didn't get to, but she had, anyway, she spray painted her name on the wall of the gay bar, though. But the thing is, my Black girlfriend, she knew somebody who worked for the phone company. And that person knew where Madonna was living. Because, you know, they try to keep it secret when they're making movies. Because she was pretty much, this is like 1991, she was pretty much as famous as she was ever going to get. So then what happened is, so we decided we were going to go to her house. So we bought a Baby Miss Piggy doll. No, I'm sure we didn't buy it. We probably just found it. Because why else would we bring a Baby Miss Piggy doll? And our plot was going to be that my girlfriend at the time was a stripper.
So what?
A blipper. She was a blipper. So we decided we were going to just say that we're here from the Gay and Lesbian Chamber of Commerce of Evansville, Indiana, and we are going to deliver, we have a singing telegram for Madonna. Okay, so we go there, we're in her driveway, and there's a sheriff's car in the driveway. It was like 10 at night, and that was probably the biggest mistake.
Sheriff,
yeah, because, you know, they have guards and stuff. So we get in the driveway, and we said, we have a singing telegram from Madonna. And the guard is like, oh, it's pretty late. I think she's asleep. And we said, can you just ask her? So he went to the door, and he asked her. She said, no, she was, what?
Did she say, fuck you?
Pretty much. She just told him basically to tell us to get the fuck out. So we said, okay, but as a token of our appreciation, we gave her the Baby Miss Piggy doll and we affixed a Mr. Yuck sticker to its nose and gave it to her through the. So that's the end.
It's a pretty good story.
That's the Mr. Yuck. So when I saw, I never seen Mr. Yuck. But when I see Mr. Yuck, I always think of Madonna. So when I saw that icon on Linferno's vagina, okay, I thought of that. Chicken inning.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah. Scrotum. How's your scrotum, honey?
What? Man. I'm so sick of your racialism.
Oh.
What's wrong with your mouth?
Oh. Orson out with you. We need 80 more dollars or we're ending, and I don't think Edith likes us anymore.
Who?
Edith.
Well, probably not.
Yeah.
It all stems from your racism.
I didn't do nothing, Cheryl. You're the one that's a bitch.
What are you talking about?
All right, get on with it. What do you got to tell? Spill your juice. What's new?
Well, I told you about my...
I'm sick of hearing about your goddamn fucking song. Just fucking play the goddamn video and shut the fuck up.
No.
Oh, wait, there's Edith. She's there, and she said, I sent money. Thank you, Edith. You're so wonderful. I didn't see it, but thank you. You're wonderful. But we want... What's more important to us than your money is your presence in our audience. Isn't that right, Cheryl?
Yeah. Well,
what's wrong with PayPal? I ain't got it yet. Cheryl?
Yeah?
This time, after the show, remind me to send you the money. I don't want to have to owe you anything, because I'm too broke. I'm too broke, and if I don't give it to you today...
You saw the pussy.
I seen it. A woman see another woman pussy, she go broke.
She go broke.
You know that, Cheryl. Why do you have to pretend you don't?
You know what I made for a snack tonight?
A big duty?
I made some no pudge.
No pudge fudge?
Yeah, no pudge brownie. No pudge.
But you, but don't you got pudge? You still got to pudge.
Okay. Now, what do you think it's no pudge, even when you eat all of them?
I think you got pudge in your vagina.
What?
Or is that sludge?
I could remain a skinny woman.
So Griselda finished all 50 states, and guess what? Now she's going to do all of Europe. Seriously, she's going to do Europe next.
Oh, she's such a poor woman.
So this weekend she's going to be in Amsterdam.
She doesn't make...
She's going to be in Amsterdam and doing it.
Answer my question.
Well, we got to eat at 25. 25 from Edith, 20 from Grant.
But you didn't answer.
What's the question, whore? Cheryl?
Why?
Why what?
Does the rich whore donate any money to us?
Because she's not rich. You see, the thing is...
Her husband is.
Yeah, they don't give her any cash. So...
Well, how does she go on all these
trips? I don't know. Let's ask her. You want to ask? Yeah, let's ask her. That's a good question. That's a good question, Cheryl. So I hope it's not too late, but actually I don't care. Crazy ass. Well, I'm not going to say husband, but somebody might get upset and start screaming, but that could be fun.
Bammy.
Excuse me? Did you say Bammy? Like Bammy noodles? Oh, God, I got to be careful in case she doesn't answer, so I have to hang up right away. You always make me leave their numbers on the phone.
Hi, girls.
Hi, Cheryl. Griselda, we have a question for you that Cheryl... Well, Cheryl has a question for you. Go ahead and ask.
Obviously, as a woman who's conquered such things as marathons in every state of the United States and moving on to conquer the UK, etc., you are a woman of means.
Okay.
Now, as a woman of means, I'm wondering how come you've never made a contribution.
That's not true. When I called, you guys called the stalker, I did make a contribution.
I don't recall. Let me check my sheet.
Let me check my records.
Nope. It was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, it was like $2.
No, I gave you 40.
Let's see.
I let Madge stay at my apartment so she doesn't have to get a hotel.
How come I never received
it? Excuse me, but that's torture. That is not fun.
That's all you've ever given, though. You're rich, poor.
Staying at your house is not a...
I send Madge presents all the time.
That's true.
What about me?
I got a nice card from you in the mail, by the way.
If you send me your mailing address, I'll start sending you presents.
How about Amazon.com get certificates? So
I'll think about that.
Well, then I won't hate on you for being a woman of means.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You did send us money on August 4th.
That's right.
She's right, Cheryl. Don't you feel embarrassed now? But it's still, she does want to know, like, if you're poor, how can you afford to go to marathons in every state of Europe, every country in Europe?
When did I say I was poor?
Well, Cheryl? Cheryl?
Yeah?
When did she say she was poor?
All the time.
I think what Cheryl's trying to say is $40 is a lot.
It's not enough for a woman who's rich.
Yeah. I mean, a woman...
You have to flaunt your money.
Yeah. And also, as much as I enjoy seeing you, staying at your apartment is not exactly income.
It's on Park Avenue. Come on.
In the penthouse on Park Avenue next to the Koch brothers. But I'm not allowed to go to the bathroom or shower because I get texted out of there. Cheryl, do you know she texted me while I was taking a shower after a 10-hour flight from Europe saying, you're making too much noise in the shower, go to bed.
You were shaving. and you were shaving for an extended amount of time.
Who the fuck cares? I have a lot of fucking hair.
It's not
I was
problem.
Shaving for an extended amount of time. So fucking what?
Women do that.
Yeah, women. What? And then I finally get to bed, Sheryl. Finally get into bed. It's like I can't see. I have to abide by all these rules. I'm nervous as hell. You know, I got this rule. Leave the door open so the air can circulate. Make sure you open the baby's door a quarter of an inch so that he doesn't suffocate. You know, you don't hear. And of course, he doesn't trust this husband, does not trust anyone who isn't himself to do anything. So if he tells you to do something and you say, yes, I did it, he doesn't fucking believe you. So he makes, so he tortures you and makes you check it anyway. So I fucking did this. I go to bed and then she's like, did you close the bathroom door? I'm like, I think I did. Or did you leave it open? I'm like, I think I did, but let me check. And so I go, I get up in the fucking dark, you know, I check, the bathroom's open. And then she's like, he already checked it anyway because he didn't believe you. What the fuck, Cheryl? And you tell me she doesn't deserve that money? You do deserve it. To be rich.
Well, you do, and you had to pop a, what is it called, a concert out of your thing. So, I mean...
Peter Popoff. I think she's talking about Peter.
I can't understand you.
She said you had a cunt turn.
Yeah.
I think.
Yep.
All right. Well, we just got home from the Philharmonic, so I'm going to go.
Oh.
Okay. Thanks for being on our program. Bye.
Bye.
Sure. Bye.
I don't think, Cheryl, I don't think she likes you calling her baby a cunt turd.
I'm sorry I called her baby a cunt turd, but I'm also not. No, man.
You're also not what? A cunt
turd? I'm eating a brownie, which is called the pudge.
No pudge vagina?
The box.
Hold on, Cheryl. Breaking news. We got $30 from Jeff S.
Wow.
There's another picture.
It's really nice.
So how much money is... That's a scary picture of this, Cheryl. Cheryl, how much money is that so far?
Yes.
How much money?
Money.
Money!
Let me add it up.
Oh, God, you're dumb as fuck sometimes. Here's the other Rilch picture that Reagan just sent me.
37. No, that's it.
37? It's more than that.
74.
Do you see the picture?
I'll go there now.
All right, so we only need $5 more because I don't want to go past 10.
Oh, not 5.
What?
25 more.
No, I know, but what I'm saying is I don't want 25 because that means that I have to go past 10. I don't really want to.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What if we got... $150.
J/K. Cheryl, I was on the healthcare marketplace today trying to get insurance. It didn't go very well for me. It was not a good experience. I hate to say it.
Did you miss your entire day?
No, but like it was weird because, you know, I go to the website because I seen this post by Melissa Greenwald, who's Chad Greenwald's mother. And she's like one of those libertarians who's really a Republican, but you can't admit you're a Republican in front of gay people, you're going to get lynched.
Yeah.
So, Melissa Greenwald says, has anybody ever actually successfully registered for this Obamacare? Because I haven't, you know, I don't know anybody who has. And I have to admit, I don't either. Amy Goodman was on Democracy Now! And she said the same thing. I thought, well, I'll try to register because I do need to register for Obamacare. Yeah. So I go on the website and it says, It says, pick a username that has a capital letter, a lowercase letter, and at least a number and a special character. And then at the top of the page, it says no special characters. And then every single thing I typed, it said, no, that's not a valid username, right?
Yep.
Cheryl, I'm frozen. God damn it.
Not frozen for me.
Well, it will be in a second. The video went kablooty again. Yep. Mother Christ hole. Jesus. Oh, it's back. Okay.
Oh, my God.
So,
Mother Christ.
So it says you can't. So I tried like a million different combinations of letters, and then I picked like Magic Girdle number 3080, you know, some ridiculous, unmemorizable number. So I finally get my password, and then it says, "We are unable to log you in at this time. Try again, you know, in about a month or something." And then what's weird is like an hour or two later, I get an email saying, "You're approved, and all you have to do is register your password." I'm like, that's weird, because usually that shit happens right away, but okay. So I go in there and register, and then I go through all these fucking menus, and they ask me about it, my non-existent income and blacks. And
that's further than most people got before. So.
Yeah, but then I filled out the whole thing and asked you income, and I submitted it. And then it says, here's a PDF. Press this button to download this PDF, and it'll tell you what your eligibility is because it's processed. It's 11 pages, Cheryl, of text. It says nothing about my eligibility. It just says... let me read it to you because it's so weird.
Does it have plan? Did you pick a plan?
It never asked me to pick a plan. It never even gave me the option to pick a plan, Cheryl.
That's the next port, Mary.
Yeah, but just listen to me. Are you not listening to me?
I'm trying to listen.
And you have to have like Adobe Acrobat Pro for it to work. Like it won't work with Preview.
Okay.
So anyway, so let me open this goddamn.
Yeah, position. Open the thing for me.
Open it.
I want to hear about your health care.
All right, honey. So it's from Health Insurance Marketplace Place. Dear Madge, because that's my name, you recently submitted an application to the Health Insurance Marketplace. Reviewed your application to see if you can get health insurance through the marketplace and help paying coverage for health and services through colon. Okay, through colon. Empty, single line. Three bullet points. A new tax credit... that can be used right away to lower your monthly premium costs.
Everything went black, but okay.
Health plan. What? It's black again? Oh, it's back again now. It's racist. All right. So, health plans that lower your out-of-pocket costs, Illinois Family Care, and Illinois... Well, anyway, the point is, it says, if you can... They just left the part blank to see if you can get out... In other words, it doesn't make any sense, Cheryl. The paragraph does not make sense, and it does not include coverage. So it says, and then the next thing it says is, what should I do next? If the table above tells you that you are or may be eligible for Illinois Family Care or Illinois All Kids, the state agency will follow up with you with more information. What table? First of all, there is no table whatsoever.
Wait, man, is this the federal?
This is the federal, yes.
I thought Illinois was doing their own.
Well, I'm just doing what Barack Obama's told me to do. I went to healthcare.gov. Hello?
Okay, I'm looking because...
Seriously, I don't get it. Like, shouldn't the healthcare.gov tell you? Oh, you... It asked me what state. I told them Illinois, and it still asked me questions, so I don't get it. Anyway, so it gives me this fucking shit. It says... It doesn't tell me what I'm eligible for, and it gives me 11 pages of nonsense... Yeah. And then it gives me this chat number to chat line I can call, and I press live chat, and then the bitch tells me, and I posted this on Facebook, the bitch tells me, so hold down, how down, I'll tell you what the bitch done told me.
Mm-hmm.
You ready? Oh, you ready? Okay, the bitch
done. It's all a conspiracy.
The bitch said, thank you for contacting, blah, blah, blah. Welcome, you're now connected with Health Insurance Marketplace live chat. Thanks for contacting us. My name is Jacquet. To protect your privacy, please don't provide any personal information. Madge. Hi, Madge. I filled out the application and it said it processed my application, and then it sent me an 11-page PDF, but the PDF does not say what I qualify. Jacquet. I do apologize, all caps. Do not, on all caps, change any of your information. We were notified the enrollment tool will be down. Okay. I do not know when it will be back up. If you could please try to sign on again later today or tomorrow, I do appreciate it.
Okay.
No.
So, they're having technical difficulties. At least you got that far. Before, you couldn't even get half of that far.
What do you mean? I got that far? What do you mean, got far? I didn't get any...
Before, you couldn't even create a user account.
Are you defending Obamacare?
You started to fill out your fucking application.
Oh.
You did the thing. Okay?
Wow, that made my pussy moist, but moist pussy don't pay for the health care bills, Cheryl. Okay?
Yeah, well,
moist pussy do that. Not cover up the smell of hot pussy.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Okay, that, the statute of limitation on Ain't Got Time for That is over. Oh, Chris doesn't like me ranting about Obamacare. You know what? Just because, you know, it's just because, yeah, just because we want it to work doesn't mean, you know, I can't complain about aspects of it that suck. For example, the fact that I can't fucking enroll. Shit.
I'm going to eat some more barley because I want to get fired.
What?
I want to see if, I mean, these aren't supposed to be fattening, but if you eat all of it, do you think it will make you tired?
Well, you should eat pudge fudge then.
That's what I'm eating.
No, you're eating no pudge fudge.
What do you mean?
You're eating no pudge fudge. You're supposed to eat pudge fudge if you want
but
to
I'm
get fired.
But I'm doing an experiment.
I told somebody about at school about my... Oh, so I want money, Cheryl. I need money to buy a secret website, and I don't want to say it what it is because
you
I
have
want...
to tell me at least. Otherwise, I'm not going to tell people that you need money for that.
Well, how am I going to tell you on the Skype?
In chat, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you in the check, and you tell me if you don't think it's worth it. The reason it's expensive is it's because it's one of those foreign.
Is it ProLab Doctor?
No, it's not. ProLab.sun.
That was really expensive.
Okay, so hang on. Talk while I type this. That's not talking. Talk about your horse.
Missy Geeks. We got to hear her shout out.
Geeks.
Okay. You don't like when, you know, strip club talk.
Is it in the holder, Geeks?
Mm-hmm.
It's been there a while because my holder's off right now because I don't want to use up all the bandwidth. But Dropbox has been fucking my ass. Dropbox has been fucking my bitch ass because
why?
It uses so much CPU. Excuse me, I'm typing to you. Thanks for talking to the audience while I'm typing.
But what do you even do with it?
Well,
are you going to do something with it?
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm not sure if it's a good idea.
I don't think it's worth it.
Really? Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, if you were going to purchase ProLab.sub, it could be a website that dynamically displayed prolapses.
Prolapse on Rails?
And was a responsive theme to make the lapse the right size for your device.
Well, it would definitely be prolapsed that with the right size, responsive, and it would also be prolapsed on Rails for sure, because that's what I'm learning.
Fine.
Yeah.
Well, then that would be worth it.
Did I tweet the I guess it's too late, but did I tweet the thing with the link for this Grom Yeast Radio podcast?
Oh.
Oh, Cheryl. Talk. Okay. Christ on a wheel.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to make a phone call. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Somebody from school recognized my voice from my podcast.
What do you mean? Like their listener?
He used to listen to me on Sirius a long time ago.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Right.
Back when. Before I had to do high fives in order to retrain for a new living. Way back then. What's our linky, honey? Oh, I found it. East Radio Live with Madge. I'm just going to say it out loud. Our link for this Grom when we're on is always going to be ustream.tv/channel/yeast-radio-live-with-madge-cheryl.
Why don't you make a short link?
Live now.
Or you could do like eastradio.com/ustream would automatically send you here. That would be smart.
I did learn. We learned how to make a link shortening website. Like,
why don't you do
like
that?
Bit.ly. Should I? But I.
You could use your new website for that.
The one you just shot down.
Yeah, that would
be
nice. But it's
but you shot down. You shot it down, so now I'll never get the money. So that's over. That dream is dead. Nice.
Is there a .st?
Why? What do you want to spell
for? To do.
What? What?
That would be pretty good.
What? I don't know what you're saying.
I just sent it to you.
Oh, I'll do. Oh, that would be nice. Check it out. Find it.
How do I find out?
Google, you stupid cunt. Jesus Christ. You ever hear of Google? It's been around for 15 years.
Excuse me?
Yeah, you heard me, stupid clunt, 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 infinity. Oh, so much for my dream you killed.
Dream. I'm sorry, but also not. Whoa.
It's Fleetwood Mac Dreams. I just typed dreams into my little grum hole.
Oh, that's so sad.
Here's another dream song. Did you find it, Cheryl?
Yeah, but it's taken.
What? Oh.
So what's in a dream of?
This is a little girl song for you, Cheryl.
I what's a girl? You light I need my phone.
With your sparkling eyes of blue.
No.
Yeah. Okay, we have 15 more minutes to raise $25. Uh-oh, we just got $20 from Luke Thomas. How much is that, Cheryl? Cheryl.
What?
We just got $20 from Luke.
You whispered slyly, softly.
Cheryl.
What?
Are you dead? I said we got $20 from Luke. How much is the total?
We need at least five more.
Okay, Cheryl.
No.
Here's the thing of it.
Okay.
We
and what? Do we need more if we're going to be making a phone call?
Of course.
During that time, okay.
Yeah, of course. That just buys
and what
us.
What kind of phone call?
Well, the thing is, Cheryl.
Find a new domain name for you.
Hold on. This is we're going to go flashback for a second here for you.
Okay.
This is you're in it, so you'll like it. You know.
Okay.
Cheryl, the thing is, here. We have this, when we graduate, every 3 weeks, we graduate a new session at Dev Brainwash Camp, and they do karaoke, and I think you should come over for graduation and do some karaoke.
Pretty good at karaoke.
What?
I'm pretty good at that.
Yours is more like croaky, because you sound like a frog. Croaky. What's wrong with my goddamn shit? No, we haven't called Noah Bort. We're waiting. We haven't raised the money for Noah Bort. Enough money. Cheese on the side of my balls after wearing my sauna suit many hours. What does that mean? And people, please log in with real usernames.
This
I don't like all this.
A pubic service announcement for all the gentle listeners of East Radio.
Wait, somebody found me a link.
Someone to clean her house, goddammit. Oh. When you walk in, you think you've stepped into the underbelly of a spa.
It's
specializing
you.
In colonics.
That's all.
There are wiry pubic hairs everywhere. And the stench of dirty cunt seeps into your pores. So when you leave, people ask you if you have been touring the tuna packing plant. Now, as fun as that sounds, it's not fun to live in or visit. So, I have a little cunt test for all of you children out there. Come clean Madge's fucking house.
Yeah.
You don't even have to eat her out if you don't want. Although it's highly recommended.
Thank you, Cheryl.
What do you get for helping her out? Well, you get to be objectified by the elite podcasting lesbian herself. You might get to touch her Fred-gina. Maybe pet Chauncey while he licks out her silicone vagina. And if you're really lucky, she might pay you something.
Do you know the prolapsed man? The prolapsed man? The prolapsed man? Oh, do you know the prolapsed man? Whose pecs and vids shock the world? Oh yes, Rill knows the prolapsed man. The prolapsed man. The prolapsed man. Oh yes, Rill knows the prolapsed man. His name is Goatsy for Kirk Johnson. Come on.
Yep. Need $5 more, Sherry.
At least. And to make a phone call. I mean, I have some ideas for new places to go.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Cheryl. Reagan sent me a bloody baby.
No.
It is not time to call No Abort, Reagan. It is not time. We haven't. Reagan says it's time to call No Abort because she got to go to bed and get her duty scraped.
I know.
She had a lot of tacos today. Uh-oh.
Huh?
Cheryl. Cheryl, this is disturbing. We just got a $5 donation from Nolte. So now I guess we're going to 10. We're good to 10:01 now.
And every donation is another minute.
You know what's funny? Like, it's weird. Like, if we do shows every week, we get the same amount of money if we do a show every, you know, a month, once a month.
Once a month, yeah.
So, yeah. Cheryl, did you visit Fukushima? I just wondering, I thought maybe you'd stick your lips in that water. Thought me might like that.
Very offensive. Your vid is out, you know.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
God damn it. You know what?
Can I listen to Strip Clubs and Shout Out?
Or where is it? In the holder? Where is it, Sherry? You know, these days with Dropbox, you can just send me a link, you know. Well, no, you don't have to. Okay, it's in the yeast holder. I'm ready to get rid of Dropbox. It's annoying me.
Why?
Because it uses up all the fucking CPU.
Sick.
Yeast. Where's my yeast?
Send it to you. Did you see that Novus Spirit is, their, what's it called, the camp responded to one of my things.
No, I didn't read that. Cheryl, where's it in the holder? I just see October 2013, Grum. I don't see. I see.
No, it's just.
I see Extreme Cougar or something. I don't see anything about.
I just sent you the fucking link.
Okay, but didn't you? What, you didn't put in the holder? You didn't?
Sylvia Brown Hypnosis Training Center.
Fine. Oh, you sent me the link from Strip Club TJ himself. I'm clicking and it ain't fucking working now.
Sylvia Brown.
Yeah, Sylvia.
It takes a minute to load.
What is this, yourlisten.com? I've never even heard of this ghetto shit. Is this where the geeks goes? Oh my God, it's like shitty version of SoundCloud.
Shout out to Cheryl and Madge from Yeast Radio. What, they got yeast infections? Why it's called Yeast Radio? I mean, let me in the ballroom. Tell me what's going on with the name Yeast Radio. You know, let me know what's going on.
Keep listening.
I'm trying to, but it ran out of bandwidth as usual.
Ran out of juice.
Yeah. We'll have to start over. I hate the internet. It's always broken.
Well,
I'm going to close some Wendy's. Close that one. Oh, shit. Did I just close my holder? Sherry?
Hello?
Do you know the prolapse man? His name is Goatsy.
Shout out to Cheryl and Madge.
Shout out.
From Yeast Radio. What, they got yeast infections? Why it's called Yeast Radio? I mean, let me in the ballroom. Tell me what's going on.
What does that mean, let me in the ballroom?
Yeast Radio.
Like, I can hear her fat breathing.
Let me know what's going on with that one.
Why is she so fat breathing, Cheryl?
Yeah, my Madge has a yeast infection.
Infection.
She is a bloated lesbian. Wow. Thank God. I'm a knock on wood.
Wood. She not on wood.
Thank God I never had a yeast infection. Thank God. You know what I'm saying?
I do know.
It sounds nasty. It sounds painful. It just sounds disgusting.
I like the cows.
Thank you for calling the hotline. This is Virginia. How may I help you?
Hi, Virginia. My name's Cheryl, and I was wondering if you might be able to help me out.
Okay. I think I've talked to you before. I think you've called our hotline before.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
I think I've talked to Miss Cleo before there.
I don't know. Your voice is very, very familiar.
Oh, that's wonderful. I don't remember talking to you. What did we talk about?
Oh, it was many months ago. You had called during the night like this. Mm-hmm. And you were just talking about a pregnancy and, you know, how that was going and different
not
things.
Not
like
well.
That.
Yeah, I lost that baby.
No, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I find myself in a similar situation where I was walking home and a bunch of men assaulted me again. I don't know, it feels like I'm just a target. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pregnant again, and I mean, for this to happen a second time.
Yeah, and what state do you live in?
I live in the Illinois.
Oh, Illinois, okay.
Yeah.
And are you looking for a shelter or?
I'm looking for everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the best thing to do is, you know, go online and look for shelters. You're calling New Jersey.
Yeah.
So I think you'll want to
look. Where I'm actually from.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Red Bank.
How'd you end up in Illinois?
I moved out here to be closer to friends like my friend Matt Weinstein, and and it turns out she doesn't even have time for me anymore. She's mm-hmm. trying to be a developer.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very Chicago thing, so I'm kind of feeling very alone and living in a horrible neighborhood. Surrounded by the blocks, and it's really bad and scary. And so I'm thinking, you know, I want to move back to be closer to my family in Red Bank.
Okay.
So I'm really thinking seriously about that and want to know what kind of services are available there.
Mm-hmm. All right. How old are you?
25.
25? Okay.
Yep.
Probably the best thing, did you want to look at shelters in New Jersey or in Illinois?
New Jersey.
All right. Do you have access to a computer right now?
It's very slow.
All right. Hold on one second. And let me... Let me get on this computer here.
I've got an old Packard Bell. So slow.
Hold on a minute. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you.
Oh, is that Cleo?
Okay, yeah, I don't... Okay. Thank you. All right, I'm looking up our website.
So are you at the shelter right now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
All right, so you want me to look in New Jersey for you, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Are you planning on going back to the Red Bank area, or?
Yeah, I'd love to be there again.
All right. Let me...
My cousin Goatsy lives there.
I don't see anything that says Red Bank. How about Riverside? Is that near Red Bank?
Yeah, I haven't really heard of Ripper song.
All right, well, let me give you this name because okay. this is a good group, a good counseling, a good shelter group. And it's called Good Counsel.
call.
And I'll give you their toll-free number, okay?
Okay. Are they there right now?
They should be, yep.
Okay.
So that's 800-723-8331.
Okay.
And then they have homes in various different locations across New Jersey and New York.
Okay.
And maybe even Pennsylvania. So I think that's the best option for right now.
And these homes, are they just for women with, you know, babies that are in danger of being aborted, coat-hangered?
That, you know, you'd have to ask each place. It could be that it's, you know, it could be that it's for pregnant women. Hold on one second.
I think Annie might be outside.
Oh, she's probably smoking.
I think Annie's outside doing something with the car. I don't know. And the babysitter just left. So
dead kids.
She may be up there, but I don't know.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. So do you have any room in your shelter?
Right now, we don't. We had a new person just come in yesterday, and that took our last bed for right now.
Oh, that's horrible.
But,
well, maybe if someone has, like, a miscarriage or something, then does that spot open up?
No, nobody's ever had one here that I know of, but...
probably because God's, you're praying a lot there. Yeah, I'm just going to pray. All you can do is pray.
Yeah, that's right.
No, my friend Matt, whenever she starts a new week at this camp, they do a high-five tunnel. So when you get a new woman to come there, do you do anything to celebrate and welcome her? So if I'm lucky enough to come there, do you do some kind of high-five tunnel? No? Hello? Honey? Honey, what's going on? Hello?
Oh, she gone.
Yeah, and your thing went blank.
Yeah, but it's back. I was just doing special effects. It wasn't gone.
Okay, now, so I think we might need to call this good counsel.
Cheryl, did you see me giving high fives to myself?
Yeah, that's why I said about the high five, she didn't like that. She remembered me.
I think she remembered you before.
She's the one, remember? I think she's the one that gave us all the wrong numbers.
She was mean to you.
Yeah, she gave us.
Is she
wrong
the one
numbers.
That was mean, and then you had to call? We tried to call her back, and she wouldn't let us. What is this number for you just gave me, Cheryl?
This is good counsel.
Good counsel?
New Jersey, New York.
All right. I heard that these people are going to be getting lots more money now.
You like that? I said then I'm pregnant again.
Yeah.
I'm going to get raped again.
Oh, yeah, I like that. Of course it be. Of course it be. Oh, wait. I didn't add it. Oh,
well, you got to do these effects. It's horrible.
Good counsel. Are you sure this is a good one? It better be good. Quiet on the sack.
Good counsel, Holmes.
Going on?
24-hour hotline.
What? Didn't I call it? Did
it's
it not 24
ring? 24-hour hotline.
Hold on. What happened? I thought I called it. Good counsel. Good counsel. There. One moment elapse. It's not working, Cheryl. You gave me a shit number. Sure did. Where'd you get that number from?
She told it to me.
She lie.
What?
She lie.
Someone that's listed all his words on me.
She wanted to eat your pussy out, I think. Mm-hmm. Good counsel. I'll try again. Good counsel. V2. That's the hip way to say. Why do you always bring up my schooling and these goals?
Well, because you're too busy for me.
Oh, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You like high five? You know, I didn't show up for the high five tunnel again. Did I show you the note I sent to the teacher?
Yeah, you should have been kicked out.
It was violating one of the three agreements, so yeah.
What's that agreement?
The three agreements, it's like one of those Oprah things, like you have to be not kind, integrity, and have a lot of effort or something. It's all such bullshit. But guess what? I have news. Remember Chris? Chris is going to a boot camp in New York. He got a scholarship.
What?
Yeah, he's going to get brainwashed too.
Got a scholarship.
Yeah. What is it called? Good Counsel. V2.
How can you get a scholarship?
Oh, that's it. Excuse me? Well, he ought to apply, you stupid client.
Yeah, a scholarship like $10 off.
No, half at cost, basically.
Right.
But I think his sounds even more horrible than mine. Like, they'd have to do dancing and they'd learn how to beat match.
Has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Hang up.
Is not available.
Hang
the
up.
Mailbox is full and cannot accept any.
They're not doing a very good job supporting these women.
That's why people be getting abortions.
That was 800-723-8331. Yeah. I'm very upset right now.
It shows in your voice, which varies a lot.
Man.
You know, just because we said we need $100 to get past 10 doesn't mean you have to stop giving us money. Hello?
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 Okay, I found some different numbers. Administrative offices. So pregnancy hotline, that's what we tried to call.
I have
donor
this,
relations, maybe.
I have this app that reads things in a nice voice. Not a shitty, mean voice like Siri, but a nice voice. I'm going to have it read this nice thing you sent me. Hello? Hello? Mm-hmm. Is you? What is this you sent me, honey? Mm-hmm. Oh, you sent me a second number? What is this for? Good Counsel Homes?
It's for their donor hotline.
Donor? When are you going to donate? Lip sperm?
I asked him, I ain't going to donate because I can't get any help on their goddamn hotline. It doesn't work.
Good point. Make sure you mention that. Good housing. God. Good housing. Good housing.
There's a hope and healing after abortion hotline.
Why is it not reading to me? Shit. Yeah. Did you ever see a lapsing out this way? It's almost Halloween, Cheryl.
Hi, this is Joe Quattracci, a Good Counsel's Fund Development Office in Poughkeepsie, New York.
Let's hang up on her.
Right now, but please do leave me a message. I'll get right back to you as soon as
leave her a message, please.
Thank you very much.
Do it.
Hi, honey. I'm contacting you because I tried to call your pregnancy helpline, and it doesn't work. It's a voicemail box that hasn't even been set up, and the mailbox is full. So not only is no one answering it, I can't even leave a goddamn message to get some help. Now, I'm a woman of means, okay? And I was thinking, oh, this is so wonderful. I'll donate some money to this organization. Maybe I should try to call their hotline, okay? And, of course, it doesn't work. So, you got a problem. You better fix it or you ain't getting no money from women like me, okay?
That was nice.
Okay.
You showed him.
That's right. Now call Hope and Healing.
Hold on. Okay, Hope and Healing.
Let's talk about my experience of having an abortion. And,
But Gerald, you were supposed to say, your voicemail is full. My pussy is full of black.
Cum.
And blood. and blood. Cum and blood. You have to say cum and blood. It's funny.
Urine, feces, and blood. Blood.
I like when you say cum and blood. Tampons. What is it? Tamps, huh? Tampons. Depends. Condoms. No, what is it? Not depends. Tampons. That's a lube. Tampons, lube, condoms. All these expenses for my pregnancy.
That's right. I got my forceps all out.
Okay, who's the number you just gave me? What was it called? What's it called, Cheryl? Hope and healing.
Post-abortion. This
better be Obama-related. We like hope. Don't mention how many you've had. Just not right away. But you can talk about common blood. Voicemail. Funk.
This is Woman, a hope and healing after abortion, a post-abortion ministry for those suffering from a past abortion. We're not able to take your phone call right now.
Just please hang up.
No,
we need to call
we
back.
Will not identify nope. ourselves okay, as we'll a post-abortion back. Ministry.
Oh, I hung up on everyone. This could be fun. I'm just going to call them all back at the same time. I know I'm not. Yep. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hey, girl.
Hello? Names?
Oh, this is closed now. We should have called this earlier, man.
Excuse me while I piss
my... We should have called Cafe Bitch Nigga.
What?
Cafe Bitch Nigga.
Oh, no. I'm not going to do that.
It's only open till 10 p.m.
What is that you just sent me? Cafe Bitch? No, we're not going to call Cafe that.
Yes, we are going to call it sometime. Yeah.
No, we're not.
Why?
Because it's not... Because, okay. It's okay.
It's will. Not it's open anymore.
Fine. But they might be cleaning, so you never know.
Okay.
They might be cleaning. let's see. Cafe.
Yeah.
What country is this in?
This is in Florida.
So the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Just didn't recognize that.
I left my cream too, so.
Bitch. Yelp.
Bitch. Yelp.
Oops. Excuse me. Hold on.
Lobster dumpster.
Hold on. I got to dumpster your baby.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Bitch, Nyoka. Oh, bitch. Oh. Bitch, Nyoka. Oh, fuck. Oh, no, it's calling.
Why you hang up?
I didn't.
Who are you calling?
Good evening, Hotline. Any speaking? How can I help you? How can I help you?
Okay, Annie, you can help it.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello, how can I help you?
Who?
Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, honey. Is that Miss Cleo?
I beg your pardon?
Was Miss Cleo on the phone? Who else was on the phone?
What's your name?
My name's Cheryl.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, I need some assistance. I'm pregnant again, and I need some help.
Okay, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Illinois, but I think I'm going to be moving back to New Jersey.
Okay, you're currently full right now. What I can do is give you some shelters to stay at Illinois right now.
Oh, well, I wanted to talk more about whether I should have an abortion or not.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're going to talk about it?
well, I like to talk about it with women, and especially women that are new to the country. It makes me hard. Well, I'm 24.
You're 44?
No, 25.
You're 25? Okay.
Yeah, now, you remind me of when I'm talking like a little girl. Yeah, so I'm 25.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What else can I do for you?
Well, I want to know whether it's, you know, me getting gang raped again for the second time and getting pregnant.
I think the way to stop getting pregnant is to stop having sex.
No, I was raped on my way home from work. These men filled me with blood, urine, and feces, and I got pregnant.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And it was rape. I didn't want to have sex.
I'm sorry to hear that. Did you make a police report?
I made a police report, and they didn't find anybody. And all I got was a baby. Not only a baby, but a baby that's albino, they tell me, and it has Downs and a cleft lip.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Mm-hmm,
and the rape kits, I mean, they were concerned. They had to put on 3 pairs of gloves because there was so much feces in my vagina. It's horrible.
Oh, my goodness. Give me one moment, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Fuck, Skype just quit. Skype quit. Damn it. Shit. That was Skype, not me. Just want the audience to know. I guess we better call back the abortion. Cheryl, Skype quit. It just bombed out. Skype aborted you. It just, like, the whole thing just died. What do you mean stop laughing? I couldn't help it. That was funny.
It looks like she's still on the phone. Gosh.
Really?
Hello? Or just wait. Quiet.
She's not still on the phone. Bitch, no.
Yeah, it says 800... You're calling. Oh, great.
Good evening, Hotline. How can I help you?
Hi, I believe we were disconnected.
Yeah, hi, we got disconnected. Okay.
Yeah.
How can I help you again? I'm sorry.
Oh, it's okay. It's easy to forget. I know it's been busy. Well, I was, you know, forcibly raped, and I'm pregnant, and I don't know whether I should keep this baby, whether, I mean, it seems that there's something in the world pushing me to be raped and to have some kind of target on my back that says, rape Cheryl Murkowski, just put it in her, put turds and all this kind of blood and all this her vagina and make her have a baby, and I don't know what to do. Whether, I mean, do I get an abortion now? Do I just wait? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the doctor, honey, and they did some kind of test. And they told me the baby, because the men who raped me were black. They said the baby is not only mulatto, but it's albino. It has Down syndrome and a cleft lip.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Have you already given birth?
No, they were able to do all kinds of genetic tests. They did the 3D ultrasound so they could see its face.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrible. It's cleft lip.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is horrible.
Mm-hmm. So I'm wondering whether this monster growing inside of me, the watermelon head monster that's albino, Down's, cleft, should I just get rid of it? Because, I mean, it's a child to rape. It's going to have all kinds of needs. I'm nearing the time when my state says I can't abort it anymore, and I need to make a decision. That's why I called you.
Okay.
Yep.
Who's with you?
Oh, that's my friend Matt. She laughs at me because I'm in this predicament, and she's got such a great life. She's, you know, doing things for herself, going to school. I can't afford it. She thinks it's funny. And it's not. Mm-hmm. And I'm very upset. So, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. That's it's good to have a sense of humor sometimes.
Yeah, well, she thinks it's funny that all these black men raped me and filled me with feces. It's not.
Yeah, it's not. I know it's not.
Stop it. Go in the other room. Okay, she's going in the other room.
Well, I have a question. How did they fill you with feces?
What? Get off the phone,
man. How did that happen?
Well, who are you talking to? Are you, do you have a friend there, too? Man, shut the hell up! I'm trying to talk to this woman, seriously. Get off the fucking phone! Hello? Are you still there, honey?
I have to hang up now for another caller.
Excuse me? Hello? Hello?
Hi. Sorry about that, Jim.
Sorry. Sorry about that.
Man, I'm serious. She asked how I got killed. And then you were fucking laughing, so I couldn't even answer. I mean, when, like, the opportunity.
I think that was the funniest.
What's wrong with you?
Cheryl, she asked you, how did they fill you up with feces?
I know, I wanted to engage her. So, the answer is, Madge, we need to call back and you need to mute your fucking microphone.
Okay.
And shut the hell
fine.
Up.
I'll unplug it, bitch.
I'm really pissed at you.
Well,
I need to tell my truth.
The thing is, I can't. Normally, I point the microphone away, but what happens is it gets close to the lamp and it buzzes. Listen.
All you have to do is mute.
There, I have a mute button, honey. I can unplug the thing. Right.
There's a thing, and it looks like a microphone, and when you click it, it mutes. Yeah.
You ain't never lie. I didn't know that.
Try it right now and see if it mutes.
Oh, so that way I could... Hello, do you hear me?
Yep, I can't hear you.
Oh, that's awesome, because that means the audience can hear me, but you can't. How did I not know that in all these years that we've been doing
it? Shut the fuck up and let's call her back. I'm going to say Bloomberg is connected. Fine.
How was I not supposed to laugh at that, Cheryl?
Well, you don't have to make it so it goes into the phone call.
Reagan sent
me who's with me.
Reagan sent me a text. He said, you have to remember to call this number again. I said, this is Noah Board. It's always Noah Board. You knew it was Noah Board, right?
You know, I think that Cleo was training with her and she got on the phone to shut up. Mute.
Bye.
Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, Bloomer disconnected. I'm so upset at my friend. I made her leave. And you asked me, I wanted to tell you my story about how the feces got in me. Are you there to listen to me?
I'm here.
Okay, so they were doing horrible things to me. And one of them said, you're a trashy, trashy, dirty woman, Cheryl. I saw you walking, and I'm gonna make you feel like the dirty woman you are. And so he punched me in the face, and then he squatted over my vagina, And he let loose the biggest stream of diarrhea I've ever seen. It had pieces. I can't even. It was very... Hello?
Hey, can I grab your number? I'm going to call you back. I have another caller on the other line.
Oh, I can call you right back. I'll call you right back. Okay, bye.
Can I... Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, audience, the thing is, Reagan, if you were listening, you would know that what I was doing is I was muting just... She's calling back, Cheryl. Oh. Oh, that is Cheryl. Oh. Oh. How do I do this? Cheryl. Hello? Yeah. You didn't hear me, right? You didn't hear me.
Nope, I didn't.
Reagan was like, we can hear you, Madge. I says, listen, you're not listening. The thing is that Cheryl discovered five into
two. I would have screamed at you.
But she still was rude. She was rude.
She wanted my number to call back.
She disrespected you. I do believe.
And I didn't have a number to give her to call back, so I said, okay, I'll call you back.
Is it time to call her back yet?
Oh no. I think we should wait a few minutes and then call it back. I just wanted to tell her about how the feces got into my vagina.
Okay, next time, please use the word stool.
Stool.
Oh my god.
Laughing at me at one point? Because I heard some laughing and it wasn't you.
I don't know. Maybe they put you on speaker. Maybe it's as entertaining for them
I
as it is for us.
All of them. Know all about Cheryl now in the shelter. They've got my picture, Cheryl Murkowski, whorl.org, on the wall, and it says, if this woman calls, don't engage her.
You know, somehow I doubt that.
Out and it says, record the call and put it on our website.
But Cheryl, everybody on Earth, except for Noah Bort, hangs up on you. Why is it that Noah Bort always, always engages?
I'm a nice woman.
Is that it?
So in the meantime, we could call my friend Alan. He was driving, and he saw this Iowa billboard that said, if you die tonight, heaven or hell, 855-4-TRUTH.
All right. Can you write the number down? I can't spell it like that. You know I don't. I need the numbers, not the letters.
They could put it into Skype like the audio.
I can't put it into Skype like that, Cheryl Murkowski. I cannot.
How do you know?
Because I've tried it. What's the number again? Show me it. Oh, 800. Heaven or hell. You want to go to heaven, right, Sherry?
F.
F? Why did you say F?
Seven. Let's see here.
Truth. I'm going to try it with the letters just to see if you're wrong as usual. Truth. 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 Why is it so fucking hard to dial a goddamn number?
Let's see. See, it works.
Ensure quality service.
Oh, yeah.
The call may be it's monitored amazing. Or recorded.
Yeah.
Thank you for calling gospelbillboards.com. Can I really know what is true? What will happen to me after I die?
Yeah,
who is Jesus?
Sorry.
These are very important questions,
yep.
And it is crucial to know the right answers for them. If we don't, we will miss our purpose.
Thank you for calling God.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time.
Is that God?
For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line.
To ensure quality service,
this
the
God
call
Cheryl?
May be monitored or recorded.
Does God have voice?
Thank
man?
You for calling gospelbillboards.com. Can I really know what is true? What will happen to me after I die?
Laps.
Who is Jesus? These are very important questions, and it is crucial to know the right answers for them. If we don't, we will miss
don't
our purpose
press
for being here
time.
On the earth, and we will not be prepared for life after death, eternity. Be assured, Jesus cares about you and
to
wants
Marshall's.
To reveal himself to you. He wants to put his spirit within you to guide you through life.
Oh,
then when your life is over, he wants to live with you forever.
Yeah.
The gospel billboards post gospel messages in all 50 states, because we want people everywhere.
Thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, you may dial it at any time. For the operator, press 0 or stay on the line.
Yeah.
If it repeats, then just hang up on those assholes.
Well, what are we...
To ensure quality service,
why do they bother with the billboard?
Call may be monitored or recorded. Oh, thank you for calling gospelbillboards.com. Can I really know what is true? Sure. What will happen to me after I die? Who is Jesus? These are very important questions, and it is crucial to know the right answers to them. If we don't, we will miss our purpose for being here on the earth, and we will not be prepared for life after death, eternity. Be assured, Jesus cares about you and wants to reveal himself to you. He wants to put his spirit within you to guide you through life. And then when your life is over, he wants to live with you forever.
Not in this basement, he don't. Oh, shit. Jerry?
Lives to him. Gospel Billboards is one of the many programs under Christian Aid Ministries.
Cheryl?
Other programs...
Sherry? You there? Sherry? What are we calling now? Penis Vagina Hotline? I forgot.
Why'd you get the video?
I didn't mean to. Am I on video? Is video's on the thing. This is weird. Why did... Turn off my video. How do you turn off the video, honey? There. How did... Okay.
Retarded.
Did I lose the video on my whole division then? I must have. No, I've been both. How weird. How many of you could do that? All right, Sheryl. Who are we calling in? I forgot. Huh? Sheryl.
We're going to call back Billboard in a very little bit.
Now, what was the name of that thing, though?
Let's see if we can call this Massage Envy. I've got a question for them.
Massage Envy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hold on. Plus one. Massage Envy. Like penis envy, sort of?
Mm-hmm.
Here it is. Massage.
Now.
Massage Envy?
Yep. Hi, I wanted to find out about getting a massage.
When did you want to come in?
I was thinking early next week.
Okay, and what day?
Tuesday. Well, I'm not sure whether you can help me. Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I was violently assaulted by three large black men, and now my back is in so much pain, and I think I might be pregnant. And unfortunately, I can't afford an abortion, and I'm wondering if you can possibly help me to flush out this rape baby from inside of me.
Well, I guess that's a no, Sheryl. See, the thing is, everybody, I mean, that's the reaction I would expect. But why is it that always no abort? They just
can we call her back? I want to say we were disconnected. Call her back.
Of course I can.
Thank you.
Of course I can, Sheryl.
Thank you.
Massage Envy? I don't even get that name.
It's a chain.
Massage Envy?
Yeah.
All right. Whoa.
Thank you for calling Massage Envy Spa in Anaheim Hills, where you can fall into relaxation with a massage, facial, or both. This is Jasmine speaking. How may I help you?
Hi, I believe we're disconnected.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry about that.
That's all right. I don't know if you heard about questions about your cervixes.
I'm sorry?
Do you hear my questions about your cervixes?
Yes. Can you repeat your question, please? I wasn't able to hear it before we were disconnected.
Okay, well, unfortunately, a few weeks ago, I was violently assaulted by a large man, and my back is in a lot of pain now. and I think I might be pregnant. And so I'm wondering if you might be able to give me a massage to maybe help, you know, get rid of this rape baby, or just to make my back feel better. I don't know if that's a service you offer, maybe with a facial or something.
Okay, well, we can definitely get you in for a massage and a facial if you would like. Have you been to a massage envy before?
No, I haven't. I've just heard good things from my friend Mason. You know.
Okay, and ma'am, have you spoken to anybody else about what has happened? Like, have you spoken to the authorities?
Yeah, and they said, you know, we'll try and look and probably won't find much. I mean, they didn't really get a lot of, it was a lot of blood, urine, feces, and so, I mean, they couldn't get a good rape kit. So, you know, but, you know, so, I feel like I might be pregnant, and...
Have you looked into that? Have you gone to the doctor or anything? Okay, because we do have
I just kind of.
And so, if you would like to come into a massage, we would need you to go to the doctor and get a doctor's note beforehand.
Well, what if I can't afford to go to the doctor?
Honestly, I'm not really sure. I can write down a note for my manager, and then I can have her call you tomorrow. Is that okay?
Do you know what time she's in?
One second, let me check.
Call me.
Okay, so it does look like she's going to be in from
10 to 6. Okay. Alright, well, I will call tomorrow. Do you guys do any services with helping with clutter, like fast food garbage?
I'm sorry?
Do you help anyone with fast food garbage? Cleaning out, mess or...
Any services for that?
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. We do not offer any of those services.
Okay, well, I'll call back tomorrow and ask your manager about the board of services.
Okay. I'm very sorry about that.
All right. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Good night.
Cheryl, I think there was Siri. She said, I'm really sorry about that. I'm really sorry about that.
Manch?
Yeah.
Manch.
Oh, sorry, I was talking to you, but I had it on mute.
Oh, your sister needs to stop downloading Downton Abbey.
No, she ain't. It says, well, I don't want to say F, but the kids are probably watching some bullshit.
Why don't you restart the router again? Good idea. And then unplug it. Okay, we need to call him back. I'm now aboard.
Hold on, let me reset the router, folks. Because the stream keeps going off. Let me reset that fucking router. I should just disable it forever. Yeah, it's reset. Okay.
Yeah.
Broadcasting again. Let's see. Okay, you want me to call? Let me get the stream working.
What? Is there anything you want me to follow up with her about?
Actually, Cheryl, I think we might have... been banned.
Then what?
I don't know. Maybe we got banned. Because it says, this is not a normal message. It says, cannot connect to the RMTP flash server at the given IP address, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to exit this screen thing and come back just a secchi. It's not going to stop us from talking, honey. They rebooted the router, unfortunately. Oh, God, Cheryl.
Busy evening. I hope we've gotten some more donations. In the meantime.
Cannot connect to Ustream servers. This happened a few years ago. Remember when they banned us? This is the same thing.
No.
I think we got banned, honey.
Well, can I stream on your Brahma holder? So why don't you just...
Oh,
why don't you just make a new thing?
Hold on. I logged in. Just a second. Maybe it'll work now.
Use a different browser.
I don't know if that's why yet. It's Oh, we're live. Yay.
Thanks.
Sorry. I think it was something in my... OS 9. Cheryl, what's going on? You know, we have really good bandwidth here in this house. Seriously, like, it works. Like, I can download shit really quickly. But why is it that when I do this Grum, it's so fucking slow?
Well, Ustream sucks.
Oh, wait.
Skype sucks.
Hold on, your audio's missing again.
You're still not Bayek.
I'm not. Yes, I'm Bayek. I am Bayek.
Are you sure you're on the right channel?
Oh, shit. I'm underneath this hot show. God damn it. Maybe if this doesn't work on Yeast, but it works on Eat This Hot Show, that means we've been banned.
Then just we'll ask people switch.
Let's see. Yeah, we're live, so it's good. It's fine. Nope. We're good. So what now? Oh, you want to call abortion again?
Well, we need to wrap up the Grum, and I think...
All right, we'll call no abort.
My friends back, but I need to know what to ask or what topics to cover.
You don't need to know. You'll figure it out. You always
do. Yes, I do.
Well, ask the audience.
I feel a little tapped out.
You wanting to not call back?
Well, I feel like it's a nice opportunity to talk to a woman that talks like a little girl.
She's Chinese or something. I think she might be Thai, actually.
Okay, so to talk to a Thai girl with a little girl voice makes me hot.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Do it.
Shush.
I'm on mute. But the audience can hear me.
Hello, hotline.
Hello?
Hello, hotline. Yes?
Oh, is this Cleo?
Who?
Is this Cleo, my friend?
No, this is Jasmine.
Oh, Jocelyn, hi, my name's Cheryl.
How can I help you?
Hi, I'm unfortunately pregnant again, and I need some assistance.
What kind of assistance can we offer?
Well, I'm very upset about the predicament that I'm in, and I'm wondering whether I should... or if I should dumpster it. And so I thought, you know, who else should I call but you boys, because, you know, I've heard such great things about you, and in the past I talked to someone there. And so I thought, why not? You divert it.
I cannot understand. What kind of help do you need?
I need to know whether I should keep it or abort this baby.
How old should? How many months pregnant are you?
About a month.
A month, okay. And how many children do you have?
I don't have any that I've kept.
Oh, you don't have any. This is your first child?
Well, my first. That's gonna be that I haven't given up for adoption or scrambled and aborted. This will be, you know, well, the first possible life-term birth. But I think it's got some birth defects.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
Oh, God. Oh.
I will be.
It's Jasmine.
Mm-hmm.
Not Jocelyn.
I'm still in the process of making it halfway. Okay.
Can't find any speaking. Hello? Hello? Hi, how can I help you? Hello?
Cher?
I only want Cleo. Call back.
Call back. Didn't say anything. Of course she's going to hang up on you. Wait, they're still on, though. They haven't hung up. The line is on. I think you're on hold. Oh, now you're hung up. Okay.
Do it. Call back. I want to talk to you.
All right. Yeah, but when have I ever denied you a no abort?
I want Jasmine.
Please say dumpster it. I like that a lot.
Okay.
It's a good verb. Dumpster is a verb. I wouldn't talk to her.
Hotline, how can I help you?
Hi, can I speak with Jasmine, please?
Jasmine's off duty right now. How can I help you?
Yeah, I was just talking to her and she wasn't rude. Can I please talk to her?
Yeah, she just went off duty.
Well, but she was just talking to me.
Yeah, and she just left her shift.
And then she walked away without even, you know, considering my feelings. She just walked away and started talking on the phone.
I'm sorry, I do not know what transpired between you and her.
Yeah, well, we were having a very deep conversation. And then she just walks away.
She did poof, but I'm not going to change him yet.
Yeah, don't change it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes babies poop. And they're mm-hmm. right, but they do. And that's why I'm not sure I need one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was talking to Jasmine about the problems that I'm having. I was just mm-hmm. starting to tell her about the birth defects that they discovered in my baby. And the fact that I've become fecal incontinent now.
My name is... Excuse me, but you're holding up a very important hotline. We are not in the capacity to help you.
I need help from you, please.
I could give you the 911 non-emergency number.
Oh, no, I ain't calling them.
Yeah, this because you're not in the capacity of helping you.
You can't help me by telling me whether it's okay to abort it, so it's okay to abort it. Is that what you're saying?
I'm not in the capacity to help you. I'm really sorry.
So what do you do?
I cannot engage in this conversation with you.
What do you do?
You have called multiple times. So
is your
I cannot
name
engage
Siri?
In this conversation anymore. If you want to give me a number for a psychiatric helpline if you want.
Jasmine. Now.
She is awesome. I could give you the number for psychiatric helpline. Or would you like to talk to an exorcist, maybe?
Let me finish. Let me talk to your supervisor, then.
My supervisor's not here. Yes. You can call back in the morning if you want.
What's her number?
But I cannot engage in this conversation
you
again.
Are very,
I'm really sorry.
Yes, I'm a donor to your center. Rude. Call her back. Man.
Cheryl, she said you should. She suggested you go to an exorcist.
Call her back.
That's not nice. That is not nice. How could she suggest you go to an exorcist? Jesus Christ. They think you're the devil.
Do you think I should call it back?
I don't think so. No, no. An exorcist. Wow. That is deep.
Well, that was pretty nice. It's just a duty.
I think we gave our audience their $100 worth. Hold on.
Yeah, I think so.
Hold on. Did we get another donation? Just a sex cunt.
I think we should have, because, I mean, that cost is thirsty, so I think I'd go to sleep anyway.
All right, Cheryl, get a calculator. I'm going to tell you how much we got after the PayPal fees, and you're going to add them up on your calculator.
Right.
Ready? You got your calculator?
Okay.
I need to hear a clicking.
Yep.
$19.12 from Grant Bays.
All right.
25 even from Edith because she had a PayPal balance. Thank you, Edith.
Yep.
So you didn't have to charge fees for her. Jeff S., $28.83.
Uh-huh.
Luke Thomas, $18.92.
Why are you saying these people's names?
Oops.
Just say their first name.
Girdle Dumplin, N.B., $4.50.
Okay.
And lastly, Tim T., $14.11.
Okay.
How much is that?
How much do you owe me, or how much is
I? How much is that in total?
Add this up for you. I'll get my spreadsheet out. $110.48.
Woo! So how much do I owe you?
$55.24.
$55.24? Okay, I'm going to do it right now before we end this program. And that's how we're going to do it from now on. From now on, Cheryl, this is how it's going to be. I'm going to give you your half before the program ends. That way I won't have to...
What if we only make a dollar?
Then you'll get nothing, honey. All right, let's see. This should be motivation for you.
Yeah, okay, I think once a month is probably pretty good.
Let's see. What is your name? Cheryl Prolapse. That's under Cheryl and Prolapse together.
Yep.
Hold on. Talk for a second while this audience...
My name is Nick and Magoo, and I go to...
All right, shut up. $54 and what?
$54.24.
Make your age, honey. No abort. This is for friends or family.
Yeah.
Sorry. $55.25. I gave you an extra penny. All right? And there you go. From the iPhone to your very vagina. Confirm. Should I confirm it? Yes.
There it go.
There it go, and there it go. Send more money. Nope.
Yes.
Well, that was fun, and thank you, audience, very much. We really appreciate it. You're making it worth our while. If you want us to do a Grum, it's very easy. Give us money. Seriously, like, I'm not even broke. I'm so in debt from going to this school. It's ridiculous just to be high-fiving people. And if anybody wants to give me a job, that would be good, too. Yeah, right. Anyway, never mind. I don't think I want to work for anybody who would listen to this. Right,
no,
Cheryl?
Probably not. Listen, I gotta go to sleep now. It's late.
Bye. Thank you for calling these abortion lines.
No problem anytime, y'all.
I hung up on the bitch. Well, I guess I should be going. Oh, just got 5 more dollies. Too bad for Cheryl. Thanks, Matt. Anyway, let's see. Clack, clack, clack goes the trolley. What's going on? Did I lose you? I guess so. Huh. Am I still there? No. Hello. There, I'm back. Okay. There's something, this Ustream is all fucked. Anyway, what do I have? Maybe some music I've been listening to. I don't know. I mean, I really need to get back to work. Where's my glasses? Where'd I put them? I can't see a goddamn thing. Oh, shit, I'm blind. Maybe I'll watch American Horror Story again. I can see Kathy Bates go all serial mom and shield. Let's see, yeast. Let's see. This is, you may recall from a long time ago, this is actually where the famous Girdle spillover comes from. It is a long thing. No, that's not it. This is it. What is going on? Why is this internet so shitey today? Yeah. Shit. No. Hello? Something's all fucked up and shit. Yup. Let's see. I need to stall while this shit downloads ever so slowly. I do not want Rachel Maddow. Why is it trying to download Rachel Maddow on my computer? Leave me the fuck alone. Jesus Christ. I don't ever listen to Rachel Maddow. She's annoying. Even though she's a lesbian like me. Oh, let's see. Rachel Maddow, go away. Move to trash. Burma shave you. Yeah. Is that it? Okay. Rachel Maddow. Let's see. Rather listen to Rachel Cain than Rachel Maddow. Let's see. Shit. Where did it go? I forgot what I was doing. Shit. Oh, it's almost done. Yeah, here we go. Audience. If you'll... The payoff is girdle spillover on this. Seriously. It's going to be amazing for you. Not for me. America.
Wonder I sometimes suffer from irregularity.
What do you do?
Give that old drain a shot every week.
Very good.
And distinctive front end styling.
What a cool sensation.
Mm-hmm. America's favorite snack, Geritol.
73 years has brought us to this.
Oh, that's
fab.
There are good men around.
Who, me?
Mm-mm.
What attracts a woman to a man? What attracts a woman to a man? What attracts a woman to a man? A man to a woman.
Taste is choice.
I'll take that.
Why?
What's cheaper?
Why listen to us? Come on in.
What attracts a man to a woman?
Nothing like a little Sara Lee before dessert.
We have 124 guys who are going to prove it to you.
No!
Wild, wholesome.
Fat-free.
Keep your fork.
Grass and speed and acid and smack.
A new way of living.
Coping with depression.
Lay out
under. Look alive.
You've got to wet it first.
Yes?
Hey, wow.
The teeth.
What?
Miserable.
Rest when you can.
Most women do.
Silence is golden. What attracts a man to a man?
My ass. Goodness. You'll have the time of your life.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
Fresh. Fresh man. Help. Help.
Concentrate.
Wow. It works.
Say something, your brother. Pretty dirty.
Terrific.
Great.
More.
Boil them.
Very good.
Crazy. Excellent.
What attracts a woman to a woman?
Finally, I've found someone who really understands me. Data for actor.
Put up my stuffy head.
My hands don't feel as stiff and sore this morning.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Wow. Out of this world.
The real problem is not keeping your mouth clean.
Oh, yeah?
The honeymoon's over.
PG. It's a nice place to have it.
Not anymore.
Shut up, John.
Right. We're interested in getting as many effects as possible.
I'll be working on kids.
Why not?
For me, they work better.
Vandals, junkies, juvenile delinquents, dropout. Take your choice.
I hardly have time for myself.
Sensible exercise.
You're lazy. Hour after hour.
This is me.
Now that's hard to believe, isn't it?
Mrs. Snosky?
Oh, thanks.
Pitching.
Scratching.
The works in a drawer.
Your hatch is open.
What does it do to you?
It shows you care.
Bubbles.
Ah. Pour the old box down a drain.
Wow. Martha, you're not playing fair. Forget me not.
We haven't danced this much in years.
Murdered.
Pain, toothache, cold sores,
birth defects,
back aches,
bad breath,
perspiration,
smelling,
palsy,
gurgles, spillover,
water on the brain,
sinus congestion,
epilepsy,
arthritis,
fever,
dandruff,
dirt,
blemishes,
hemorrhoids,
club feet,
and you got it made.
I'm sorry, I said it.
Deadly pain immediately.
Psychiatrists even have a name for it.
True love.
The feeling that you're being pushed around
everywhere.
An infant.
Children.
Pollution.
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 The worst littered.
I know, I know.
I didn't know. Character.
Hardly any.
January is still a wild clearance sale.
1/3 to 1/2 off.
You really look it.
Yes.
That's not nice.
6 below 0.
I do need a laxative.
Runny nose.
Now in 8 great flavors.
I love it.
Four!
Hey!
All right.
Jim, that's why we decided to wait to have children.
Wash together.
Just
hi.
Hi. The world is square.
That's terrible.
Just add water.
Sure thing.
Instant mashed potatoes.
He's done it again.
Now everybody try to find a good hiding place.
At a Merle Haggard concert that night, I strolled on into Uncle Limpy's Hump Palace looking for love. It had been a while, and
of fact, 365 had come and went since that midnight run hauling hog to shake it down on I-10. I had picked up this hitchhiker that was sweating gallons through a pair of Daisy Duke cutoffs and one of those Fruit of the Loom tank tops. Well, that night I lost myself to ruby red lips, milky white skin, and baby blue eyes. Name was Russell.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying. Well, I find it's quite a thrill when she grinds me against her will. Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Well, faster than you can say shallow grave, this pretty little thing come up to me and starts kneading my balls like hard-boiled eggs in a tube sock. Said her name was Bambi. And I said, well, that's a coincidence, darling, cause I was just thinking about skinning you like a deer. Well, she smiled, had about as much teeth as a jack-o'-lantern, and I went on to tell her how I would wear her face like a mask as I do my little kooky dance. And then she told me to shush. I guess she could sense my desperation. Of course, it's hard to hide a heart on when you're dressed like Minnie Pearl.
Yes, the lap dance is so much better when the stripper is crying.
Took my love and I took it down. Climbed a mountain and I turned around, and I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills, till the landslide brought me down. Oh, mirror in the sky, what is love? Can the child within my heart rise above? And can I sail through the changing ocean tides? Can I handle the seasons of my life? Uh-oh, I don't know. Ooh, I don't know. Well, I've been afraid of changing, cause I built my life around you. But time makes you bolder, children get older, I'm getting older too. Yeah. In the snow-covered hills, where the landslide will bring it down, down. And if you see my reflection in the snow-covered hills. landslide will bring it down. Oh, the landslide will bring it down.
Fucking loaf of bread. A couple of corn muffins, a jelly donut, I don't give a shit. I'm always in the market for quality baked goods. You couldn't squeeze a birthday cake out of that thing by any chance, could you, huh? No, I didn't think so. No pressure, honey, no pressure at all. Why don't you turn around and give me a nice pineapple upside down cake? And a dozen oatmeal cookies. Skip the raisins. Ixnay on the Azen's Ray. Well, I think it is certainly apparent by now that one of the things I enjoy in life is excess. I like things that are excessive. I like excessive behavior, excessive language, excessive violence. It's fun. It's interesting. It's exciting. I like it when nature is excessive. That's why I like natural disasters. All these natural disasters have been going on. I fucking love them. I can't get enough of them. Oh, when nature's going crazy, throwing things around, scaring people and destroying property, I'm a happy fucking guy. I'm a happy fucking guy. I look at it this way. For centuries now, man has done everything he can to destroy, defile, and interfere with nature. Clear-cutting forests, strip-mining mountains, poisoning the atmosphere, overfishing the oceans, polluting rivers and lakes, destroying wetlands and aquifers. So when nature strikes back and smacks man in the head and kicks him in the nuts, I enjoy that. I have absolutely no sympathy for human beings whatsoever. None. And no matter what kind of problem humans are facing, whether it's natural or man-made, I always hope it gets worse. Don't you have a part of you that secretly hopes everything gets worse? When you see a big fire on TV, don't you hope it spreads? Don't you hope it gets completely out of control and burns down 6 counties? You don't root for the firemen, do you? I mean, I don't want them to get hurt or nothing, but I don't want them putting out my fire. That's my fire. That's nature showing off and having fun. I like fires. You know something else I like? Those spring floods in the Midwest. Aren't they great? Like clockwork. Spring floods in the Midwest. But I'm starting to catch on that every year it's the same story. Another flood in the same place with the same people on the same river. Same fucking people! And these people do not move. They will not fucking move. They repaint, put down new carpeting and wallpaper, and they move right back into the same fucking house on the floodplain next to the river, and then they wonder why grandma's floating downstream with the parakeet on her head. Fourth time. Again. Fourth fucking time. There's no learning curve with these people. It's very hard to feel sorry for them. Every year, same people, same rowboats, out there paddling around, rescuing a chicken. What the fuck kind of a life is that? Well, our kids love it here. Oh, really? What do they got, gills? And while they're showing all that shit on the screen, the announcer is saying to me, it's been raining steadily for 3 months now. The ground can't hold any more water. The river is cresting higher than it has in 2 centuries. The levees have washed away. And I just hope it keeps raining and 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 raining. And it rains steadily for 5 years. And then after that, for 10 years, it's cloudy. With occasional showers. And the river never returns to its natural banks. It becomes a completely new river. And the borders of 3 states have to be changed. And all the maps and atlases have to be redrawn and reprinted. And no one's couch ever completely dries out. For years and years, every time they sit down, there's always a little squish. Dan, Linda, come on in, you guys. Have a seat. Squish, squish. I like that.
Good afternoon.
May we have a table, please?
Miss Welch, please.
I am sorry, madame, but we are very full.
Will you excuse us, please?
I thought you made a reservation, Lily.
I thought you made a reservation.
Miss Kale, please.
Lily, I was sure that you were the one who was supposed to make a reservation.
Oh, I'm certain. Jules Tomlin doesn't matter.
Miss Ernestine Tomlin, please.
Oh, sir, may I speak to you privately? I have Lily Tomlin here with me. Lily Tomlin. Perhaps you don't recognize her.
Gracious hello. This is installation and repair service. Miss Tomlin speaking clearly into her mouthpiece. Who's calling, please? The AMA? What's that stand for? Anna Maria Alberghetti? Oh, don't get so uptight. It's just a little joke, not unlike Medicare. So, what's up, Doc? Interference on the line from whom, your insurance man? Okay, just a few questions. Have you had this interference before? Well, you've got it again. Tell me, is there any history of it in your family? Uh-huh. Well, let's run a few simple tests, see if we can get a specimen of your problem. Take your receiver, place it under your tongue, and say, ah. Hold it right there. I'll be back. Be patient. Phoenicia, you wouldn't believe what I've got this fool from the AMA doing. Good. Now, sir, remove all your clothing and fold it neatly on a chair. Yes, all of it. Oh, now, don't be that way. After all, your secretary is a professional person. Good. Now take your instrument, sit on it, turn your head and cough. Oh, my goodness. That doesn't sound good. You're really sick. Perhaps our installation specialist left a clamp inside your equipment. I'm going to need a second opinion on this from our repairman, Vito. How about a week from Wednesday at 1:10? Oh, wait a minute. Cancel that. That's the day Vito plays golf. Today is impossible. I said today is impossible. You have a lot of nerve asking us to make a house call. Oh, is that so? Is that so? Well, if it's an emergency, put your phone in an ambulance, drop it off at our back door, and we'll have one of our trainees take a look at it.
Tomlin, sir. T-O-M-L-I-N. Tomlin. How are we doing?
They're full, Lily. We don't have a reservation.
Oh, I can handle this. Excuse me, sir. I'm sure you have something, don't you, for... we could stop at Jack in the Box.
I'll be fine, Lily. I want to talk to you about your frank film about heterosexuality. Did it seem strange to you, seeing yourself making love to a man on the big screen?
Oh, well, I did a lot of research, you know, and by the time we began shooting, I was used to it. I've seen these women all my life, so I know how they walk, I know how they talk. Of course, I did interview some psychiatrists, but they don't have the answers.
No, I don't suppose anyone does, really.
Of course, I got a lot of flack from straight liberation groups. Some thought I went too far, some not far enough.
Well, you have your radical element in every group.
And my family said, how could you do such a thing? People just don't understand. You don't have to be one to play one.
I guess people are pretty amazed that a woman who looks like you do can play a heterosexual so realistically and still be perfectly normal. The voice you use for the part, don't you do that in your act?
Yes, that's Mrs. Judy Beasley of Calumet City, Illinois.
For years, I have had a family problem I could not solve. Dirt, grease, and stains in my family wash. I tried every brand of detergent on the market, but nothing seemed to do the job. Then about a month ago, a man came to the door and asked me to try something new called GER. He said to me, with GER, your problems will be over. Naturally, I was skeptical. But I tried it anyway, and was I surprised? Everything came out perfect, even the tough things. I was so excited, I just had to come on TV and tell you about it. GER contains a new additive called carnivore that seeks out out and gobbles up stains like a thousand tiny little piranha fish. To prove it, I have brought some samples from my own family wash. See this diaper? It has been worn 6 days. Disgusting. And look at these grass stains on Billy's chinos. These are really tough. And here, these lipstick stains on my husband's collar. Well, anyway, I am only going to take half a cup of Gur. You only need half a cup because it's concentrated. See, you can actually feel it coming on for weeks and weeks now. He's been so indifferent no matter how hard I tried to please him. Because it's concentrated, you save money because you use less and less and less time at home. All those nights he said he was going bowling, I had just been kidding myself along like some kind of fool. Well, the hell with you. Gur is not only strong, it is safe for even the most delicate washables, like this sheer pink negligee he gave me on our 8th anniversary. You never cared about me. All you ever wanted was supper on the table and no responsibility. Well, you want to know something? Billy isn't yours.
Lily, I'm still confused about your philosophy. I mean, how you feel about things. Do you believe in anything?
Oh, quick, would you turn on the radio?
Ground at the National.
Get a woman was reported.
Stage, do you feel it? I tell you, I received so many cards and letters recently, they all start off, Sister Boogie Woman. I don't know how to tell you how my life has changed since I invited Boogie into my heart. Now, you out there might be saying to yourself this very minute, what's an old 77-year-old woman like that talking when she talks about all this Boogie? You say to me, just what, Sister Boogie Woman, is Boogie? How will I know if I got it? If I don't got it, how can I get it? Well, I'm going to tell you, friends and neighbors. Boogie's when you're 77 years old, you got a pack on your back and your teeth in a jar, and those teeth are smiling. Now, for all of you out there in radio land who couldn't be with us tonight, Boogie's reaching out, turning off that bed light like this. Click. Then you lay back that gray little head of yours, sinking into that oily little pillow. Reach over with that liver spotted little hand of yours and grab that dial. I'm radioing Boogie at you. I'm not playing music at you. I'm not reading the bad news off the teletype. I'm emanating Boogie AM and FM every which way. Are you on my beam? Now, there's some old net brain slow learners out there. Ask me, sister, what does Boogie mean, dimwits? Boogie's not a meaning, Boogie's a feeling. Don't try to understand it, try to feel it. Do you feel it? No, you don't. No, you don't. I know when people's got Boogie. Well, I know some people's got so much Boogie, their Boogie's got Boogie. And I know some people's got such little Boogie, if you used to take a snapshot of their poor soul, you get an old blurry photo of a dried-up peach pit. How many dried-up peach pit souls am I talking to tonight?
I had it, but I lost it, sister.
Ain't you ashamed? Some people look me eager in the face, say, sister. Do I got Boogie? I say, if you got to ask, you don't got it. Because Boogie takes the question marks out of your eyes, puts little exclamation marks in their place. Are you on my beam? Yeah. Folks say, sister, you got me wanting Boogie so bad. How can I get it? Well, I can't send you an old junk mail four-color brochures like Oral Roberts does. No matter how many damned old 25-cent self-addressed stamped envelopes you send me, because Boogie won't sit still long enough to get its picture took. Now, tonight's letter, kicked at random, says, Dear Sister, I'm writing you from a nursing home about 10 miles outside Bull's Gap. I will not mention the woman's name in case the nursing home authorities are spying on us. She continues, My problem is twofold. Remember, I'm the one wrote you complaining about them always serving Jell-O here. You told me to start a riot, but I can't. Seems most everyone here likes Jell-O. My second problem's more serious. I'm in love with a gentleman who lives down the hall. This time, sister, it is a real thing. We want very much to get it on, but we can't, because they won't let us close the door around here. Can you throw any light on the subject, a loyal listener? Dear listener, I believe that Jell-O's gone to your brain. The answer is so simple. Do it with the door open. That's soon let you close that door. But don't think they won't be peeking on you through the keyhole, though. But so what? I said, but so what? I yawn my beam! Now back to my boogie message, because I know I have not made myself clear. For all you muddy-minded, clogged-hearted little bitty-brained boogie doubters, I'm going to tell you what boogie's not. Because you're used to dealing in negatives. Boogie's not smiling at somebody with your lips and squinting at them with your heart. Boogie's not sitting at a alarm clock so you can get up early just because you got so much to do. Boogie's sitting at clock so you can catch the sun coming up over them office buildings and you don't got to go to no office. Because the only job you got to do is spread joy. And the only boss you got is the boogie boss. Because boogies, when you take those no deposit, no return bottles back to the market by mistake, they give you the money anyway just because they like your attitude. And boogies, when the rest of the world is looking you straight in the eye and saying you'll never be able to make it and you got your teeth in a jar and those teeth say, yes, I can. You've all heard the old saying, I complained because I had no shoes. Then I met a man who had no rhythm. L-I-F-E, that wonderful, sweet stuff swarming all around us and in this boogie. Go after it, whole hog, don't mince around and boogie those buckles off those shoes. I say think of yourself as a potato chip and life as a dip. Think of yourself as a chicken leg and life as shake bake. Folks go a whole lifetime. Fred, if they let go and get boogie, they might make a fool of themselves. You call that living? When I say boogie, I mean abandon. I mean sensation. I mean diving in with your eyes closed and your arms wide open. People say to me, sister.
Dearest Mother Asnet,